From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Ever since Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe agreed to a power-sharing agreement back in September with his rival, Morgan Tsvangirai, power-sharing has looked more like a power struggle. Last month, Roy Bennett, a prominent member of the opposition party, flew into Harare, prepared to be sworn in as Deputy Agriculture Minister, part of the unity government. Bennett was a farmer who grew active in politics after his land was seized as part of the effort to extract property from white landowners. As the plane taxied in, he was seized by secret police, arrested, and thrown into prison. Roy Bennett was released on bail this past week, but still faces charges on 3-year-old allegations involving the possession of weapons and intent to sabotage the state. We reached him earlier today in Harare and asked him about his incarceration.
The prison was a remand prison, which should, at maximum capacity, hold 150 people. And while I was there, there were 360 people in the prisons. Every evening before you are thrown into the cell, you are stripped naked, and everybody is thrown naked into the cell. The cell should hold 6 people, the one I was in. It held 12 people. The blankets that are in those cells, you get 2 blankets on a concrete floor. The blankets are completely lice infested. Terrible, absolutely terrible. And during my time in the prison, what happens is that people get into where they are dying, and they are moved into what used to be the punishment blocks or the isolation blocks for prisoners that were errant. And those blocks were designed for one prisoner at a time. Now 5 people are put in those cells, and it's the people that are dying that are chucked in there. And then when they die, the prison has no transport to remove the body. So the body can stay in the prisons of anything up to 4 to 5 days without refrigeration or anything before they moved. And whilst I was there, 5 people actually died, and I witnessed their bodies being removed, sometimes 4 days, sometimes 5 days after their death.
Roy Bennett, I have to say, it sounds like a nightmare.
It's an absolute human rights disaster. It's a tragedy. And, you know, the powers that be that are forcing people into these conditions should surely face crimes against humanity, and definitely it is disgusting, absolutely disgusting.
You managed to get released on bail, but you could be incarcerated again. What were the terms of your release?
The Supreme Court granted me bail, this time of a $5,000 bail. I report 3 times a week to the police, and that I surrender my passport. And that's the circumstances I find myself in now.
We know that Prime Minister Tsvangirai, the leader of the opposition party, the MDC, was recently the victim of a suspicious car accident in which his wife was killed. Have you visited him?
Yes, I did. The day I was released from prison on Thursday around 11:30 in the morning. And I drove straight from there to his rural home where he was there at the graveside of his wife. And I spent 2 hours with him that afternoon. You know, his head was swollen and he was full of bruises. But he is still very convicted in moving the whole process forward and trying to bring about a decency in our country and relief for the people.
Is there any more word among government officials about the cause of the accident?
There is a lot of suspicion around that accident. They've prevented private investigators or anybody doing any follow-up on the accident. So, you know, it's very uncertain, the issues around that accident.
What are your immediate plans? You were in exile in South Africa, but it sounds like now, according to the terms of your release from prison, you can't leave Zimbabwe.
That's correct, Jackie. I came back to Zimbabwe in the spirit of the global political agreement. We all embraced that agreement. We embraced the transitional government towards free and fair elections to move our country forward. You know, when you've lived on the brunt of hatred and vengeance, you see things in a different light, Jackie. It destroys. It never builds. The only way to move our country forward is with forgiveness and reconciliation, and allow the rule of law to be reestablished, in order that all those who perpetuated murders and crimes against humanity go through the court process, get tried, and then there can be national healing so that people can feel vilified and the country can move forward.
Roy Bennett is a prominent member of the opposition party in Zimbabwe, the Movement for Democratic Change. He was just released on Thursday after a month's imprisonment there. Mr. Bennett, good luck to you, and thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Jackie.